This is Marketplace. I'm Kristen Schwab. It kind of doesn't matter what's happening in the economy, good, bad, inflation, whatever. There's one category, sometimes considered essential products, sometimes considered affordable luxuries, that consistently sells: cosmetics. According to the consulting firm McKinsey & Company, the global beauty industry is valued at $430 billion. And some of the category's growth is driven by beauty influencers. Zara Hank here is a journalist and the author of a new book called Eyeliner, A Cultural History. In it, Hank here describes how the eyeliner industry got a big boost from what we might call one of the original influencers, Queen Nefertiti.
So the bust of Queen Nefertiti was transported from Egypt to Berlin in the early 1900s, but it wasn't until 1923 that the media started to cover the bust when photos of it were released to the public. And then at that point, there was an almost immediate surge in interest in this elusive and stunningly attractive queen, who, according to a lot of media at the time, was incredibly exotic. I think first and foremost, what you want to keep in mind is that it is a stunningly symmetrical face, with the features being spaced out in a way that make them most attractive to the naked eye. And then speaking of the naked eye, her eye was not naked. It was lined with kohl. Kohl is the earliest iteration of eyeliner. And it was, according to most historical records, founded in ancient Egypt. So at the time that her bust was revealed, there was almost an instantaneous fascination with her in fashion magazines. And in the broader context, this was part of something called Egyptomania, which was an infatuation with Egypt. So you would see hair salons, for example, in America, have replicas of her bust in their windows. You would see fashion houses craft lines that were entirely inspired by Nefertiti. And of course, you had many women and also celebrities start to wear eyeliner. I would make the argument of her being a beauty influencer because really, 100 years ago, we're talking about 100 years of infatuation with her looks. Even though we really do not know much about Nefertiti herself, towards the end of the 1900s, there was almost a reclamation of Queen Nefertiti as an African queen of color. You had Beyoncé, who, for example, paid homage to her in Coachella. Queen Latifah has made nods to her. Lauryn Hill has made nods to her. Many people continue to wear eyeliner in the same way that Nefertiti herself did back then, which was not only to beautify herself, but also to protect against the evil eye, to protect against the glare of the sun, to treat the eyes medicinally. So really, eyeliner is still, or kohl as we know it, is still such an inherent part of our culture. And that is essentially Nefertiti's legacy living on today.
That's Zara Hank here. Her new book is titled Eyeliner, A Cultural History.